Welcome to The Voice of Dominion, a weekly program brought to you by the partners and friends of Ike Akabogo Ministries and Spirit of Faith Church International. These programs are designed to impart into the believer the knowledge of who they are, what they have, and what they can do as a result of their position in Christ, helping them, through the Word, to take their rightful place on earth, a place of reigning, where things are subject to them, not them being subject to things. As a result, they'll establish the kingdom of God on earth. Tune in weekly. These programs are powerful and will impact your life forever. And now, Reverend Ike Akabogo on The Voice of Dominion.
Today on The Voice of Dominion, we're going to continue from where we left off last week.
That because you are made the righteousness of God, that when you speak, God upholds your word. What would you do? You will be bold.
That's right.
You will be bold, knowing that you are not the one to perform what you're saying. He performs his word coming out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen. Remember, the Bible says that God watches over his word to perform it. Amen. Why would he watch over his word in the mouth of the righteous? Amen. And he made you that way. Amen. He made you that way. So you've got to believe that about yourself. I am the righteousness of God. I'm in right standing with God. So when I speak, God honors my word. Amen. You're not an ordinary person. The heathen may pray, but the Bible says that their prayers are an abomination to God. But his ears are ever open to your prayers.
That's right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, you must believe that about yourself. Being the righteousness of God. Being the righteousness of God. I have an audience with God. God will not let my confession fall to the ground. Amen. See, when you understand this, it affects how you talk.
Yes.
It affects your confession. You don't confess checking, you know, looking to the left or looking to the right. You confess knowing that he's the back of your confession.
That's right.
He's the power behind your confession.
That's true.
And you're not just saying anything, oh, that comes to your mind. You're talking like the righteous.
Yes.
You see what I mean? You're talking like the righteous. Because you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ, and you believe that you're the righteousness of God in Christ, you talk like the righteous.
That's right.
How does the righteous talk? The righteous talk as an heir. They don't see themselves outside of the blessing.
Yes, sir.
They're not trying to get blessed.
No.
Because the righteous have been made aware that they are made heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So you talk like the righteous.
Yes.
But if you don't believe that you're the righteousness of God, it will affect how you talk. You won't be bold.
Yep.
You will be outside like so many people, so many Christians, calling for the blessing when they're already in the blessing.
Yes.
You know what that says? They don't really believe right about themselves.
Right. Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
As the righteous, the Bible says that the blessing of God is already on you.
Amen.
Remember? In Galatians chapter 3, in verses 13 and 14, Galatians 3, 13 and 14, it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. Praise God. Look at that. Christ has redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Okay? Why? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Okay? Let's go back to 13. Okay, look at verse 13. What does it say? Christ has redeemed us. Okay,
yes.
What must you believe about yourself? You are the redeemed.
I am the redeemed.
You are the redeemed.
I am the redeemed.
Because if you don't believe that you are already redeemed, you will be confessing to be redeemed.
Right. Yep.
And you will be looking for ways to for God to redeem you when he already redeemed you. So you have to believe that about yourself.
Yes.
That you are the redeemed.
Yes.
Not going to be. You are redeemed.
Yes.
Isn't that what it says? Christ hath redeemed us.
That's right.
So you must believe that about yourself. You look at yourself in the mirror, you say to yourself, I'm looking at the redeemed. I am looking at the redeemed. I'm looking at the redeemed. That means, redeemed means you've been bought back. Okay? You've been bought back. Well, redeemed means you were redeemed from something, and you're redeemed to something. You're redeemed from the curse. You're redeemed from every consequence of sin. And you are redeemed to the blessing. That's why the next verse says, so that the blessing might come upon you. Amen.
Amen.
So you've got to believe that you are redeemed.
Yes.
That will change your confession.
Yes.
That will change how you talk.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, you are not redeemed because the circumstances around you said yes. You are redeemed because the word of God said you are redeemed.
That's right.
Faith is not to be placed on circumstances.
That's right.
Faith is not to be placed on things. Faith is to be placed on God. Remember, we say it all the time that the audience of faith is God. Okay? And here, what are you to believe? Believing means believing God.
Yes, sir.
Believing God about yourself. What do you believe the word of God on concerning you? One of those things here says you are redeemed.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So you have to believe that about you if your faith is going to work, if your confession is going to work.
Amen.
Because your belief powers your confession.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't believe that you are already redeemed, you will be talking as if God's going to redeem you, and you will miss out on the realities of your redemption.
That's right.
Amen. So say, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Not going to.
Not going to.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
That's it. So if you've been redeemed, then that means you talk like the redeemed.
Amen.
In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. You see, your status as the redeemed does not change. It never changes.
Amen.
The Bible says we are redeemed forever.
Yes, sir.
Remember, Christ wrought us eternal redemption.
Amen.
We're redeemed forever. So it's not, you're not redeemed. Remember, the Bible says we're not born of corruptible things, but of incorruptible seed of God's word. You're not redeemed with things.
That's right.
See, that's the mindset of so many people. When they talk about redeemed, they're looking around. Okay, redeemed from this, redeemed from this, redeemed from this. You know, people come up every morning, they pray, Father, redeem us from accidents. Father, redeem us from this. Father, redeem us from this. I mean, that is who you are. You are forever redeemed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So to be praying, God, redeem me from this, God, redeem me from that, God, redeem me from the other, it means you have not believed that about yourself.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And it will affect your confession.
It will. Yes, sir.
Amen. So you have to believe that you are redeemed.
Yes.
Completely redeemed.
Completely redeemed.
Completely redeemed.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Completely redeemed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So when things come and go, things look like they're turning upside down, it does not change your redemption.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It does not change the fact that you're redeemed.
Yes. That's right.
I mean, how many of you have had a season that you check your pocket, you didn't have enough money? Does your skin color change?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. All right. It doesn't change, right?
No.
If you were brown, you're still going to be brown.
That's right.
All right? Glory to God. Why does your skin color not change? Because that's the way you are born.
That's right.
You are born with that.
Yes.
Redemption you were born into.
Hallelujah.
You came out of the womb of God redeemed.
Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus did for us.
Praise God.
Amen. When we're born again, we were born again redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So no matter what we face, no matter what comes, and no matter what goes, we are still redeemed.
Yes.
And that's what you must believe about yourself.
Yes.
And you keep talking it.
Yes.
Because you see, what many people don't realize, if you don't have this foundation, things will come and you will begin to talk about things.
That's right.
Not realizing you are redeemed regardless of things or no things.
Right.
Amen. I heard a preacher praying this morning. Our musician pray, you know, they're just praying all this prayer. It sounds good. Oh God, give us your peace. Oh God, release your peace. Release your days. Oh God, release peace to us. Release peace to our generation. And I'm thinking, they haven't read the Bible. Because Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. I give you. He has bequeathed his peace to us.
Hallelujah.
And then he started saying, oh God, settle us. Oh God, settle our generation. He already did.
That's right.
He said, my peace I leave with you.
Yes.
And then he gave us a command. He said, do not let your heart be troubled. In other words, settle yourself down.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Settle yourself down. It's not God's responsibility to settle us down.
That's right.
It is our responsibility to settle ourselves down based on the truth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, this is why you don't see progress in the church.
Yes, sir.
There's no revelation of the truth.
Yes, sir.
We hand people microphones so fast.
Huh.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. What you believe about yourself powers your confession.
Yes, sir.
So you have a person who's waiting, who's believing that God's going to release peace and settle them when God already said, I settled you in Christ.
That's right.
You see, our experience really is to settle ourselves on the word of God.
Amen.
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 Glory to God. You see, God doesn't, you're not settled because things are okay.
Right.
You're not settled because everything you want is available. You are already settled prior to things being okay or things not being okay.
That's right.
You're settled because the word said so.
Amen.
Well, somebody said, well, if it's so, why am I doing this? Well, you need to settle it.
Amen.
You need to settle yourself in what God said.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Have you ever... Have you ever said to a child, sit down, just sit down, just sit, dig it up, just sit down, I'm going to serve you a meal, just sit down, sit down, sit down, amen, sit down, the believer must sit down, say to yourself, sit down, amen, the only way you say it is you've got to believe the right things about you.
Amen.
You already settled.
Yes, already settled.
You already settled.
Already settled.
You already settled. In fact, the Bible says that we are complete in Christ.
That's yes, right.
Complete means nothing missing.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That means there's nothing to unsettle you anymore.
That's right.
When you realize you are seated.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
When you realize you're seated, you've got to believe that about yourself.
Yes.
If you're going to talk right.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Oh God, the wrong way is just lit up. Praise God. So, you believe that about yourself that you're redeemed. How about believing that you already seated in victory?
Praise God.
You already seated in victory. Remember the Bible talks about thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Always causes us to triumph. Always. 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 Not sometimes. He always causes us to triumph in Christ.
We'll continue with this subject on our next broadcast. And now, here are some closing comments and important information from our announcer.
Thank you for joining us for The Voice of Dominion. We trust you were blessed by today's program. Please send us your testimonies. We would like to hear how your life has been touched by this program. If you would like to contact us or get more information, please call us at 0818-374-5265 or visit our website www.ikeakabogu-ministries.org. You may also like Ike Akabogu Ministries on Facebook. Until next time, take your rightful place in Christ daily.